So Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts, everyone's heart, be acceptable to you, Lord, this day. For we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Once again, a very blessed Christmas to you. A couple of days more, we are celebrating Christmas. And you may be wondering, what is this visual aids for? This is not a flower pot. Someone say, it looks like a... It's a cradle for Jesus. It's a manger for Jesus, created by Jamie. And then the cross behind. And when you enter the sanctuary, each one of you receive a ribbon. Okay, either it's a gold, red, or green. If you have not received later, you will raise up your hand, the ushers will give you. What is the purpose of this? I believe, I'm very convicted that many times we ask the Lord to give us, bless us. And today is so-called Jesus, the birth of Christ. We're going to give Him something. Give a gift to Jesus. It may be your life, it may be your children, it may be your career, it may be something that you want to serve Him. And as you take the ribbon, as later after the service, after the sermon, I want to invite you, you really want to give God something, right? By faith, you pray that you're going to give Him this. And throughout this whole year, you will be able to fulfill the gift. And what you're going to do is that you take the ribbon and just tie. Tie on a cross as a gesture that you give this gift to Jesus. It may be something very precious. It may be very, maybe something that holds you back. But give it to the Lord and see the change. Let us give something for the Lord. Let us give something to the Lord. So as after the sermon, you take your ribbon and pray, Lord, this is my gift for you. You have to keep it in your heart. You don't have to tell your neighbors. You don't have to tell anyone. Just tell it to the Lord. Tell it to the Lord. This is my gift for you. You help me, Lord, to present it to you. Today I'm sharing from a couple of verses in the Bible. Right, can I have my slide? Sermon slide, please. SOS. Peter is coming down. This weekend, everywhere is celebrating the birth of Christ. We see parties going on, people drinking, and poor turkey have been sliced and everywhere. It was once at this somewhere I saw, spare the turkey's life, eat fish, right? Manhattan, I think it's Manhattan fish or something like that. So the advertisement was quite catchy. Don't spare the life of the turkey, eat fish. But whatever we're going to do this afternoon, we're going to thank God and we're going to praise Him that we can listen to the Word of God. All right, thank you, Peter. What is Christmas, right? Main thing is why don't we ask ourselves. This question has been asked many, many times. Each time when Christmas comes, nearer to Christmas, and we ask, what is Christmas? Actually, what is Christmas all about? For us Christians, we know that it's the birth of Christ, but to the world, it's more than birth of Christ. It's something that to celebrate, something happiness, something joyful, something merrymaking, eat and be joyful. But actually, what is Christmas? A couple of days back, we, Carol, myself, and my youngest boy, we were in Bangkok, all right, just a couple of days. And as I was walking the skywalk, nowadays they make this skywalk, it's so convenient from one corner to the other corner. So when we walk around that, I know some of our members have been there. Desmond, you have been in Bangkok, it's okay. We went there, so it was really walking, and it was in the afternoon, right? And we were looking at this so-called, this picture, it was taken much, much later. As we were walking, and then we were looking at this, at the four-faced Buddha, right? They were celebrating very, very glamorous. This was after the celebration. And three of us were standing there trying to take a picture, and one man, one Thai guy, he told me, "You are very lucky, because today, this week, we are celebrating the birth of Buddha." And it was so crowded. And I say, "Oh, is it?" special day, and then he told us certain place got certain discount, must go and buy certain things, he got free things because it's the birthday of Buddha. And it reflects upon me. I say, oh, this week, I don't know which day, how true is it, the birth of Buddha. But what are we celebrating for Christmas? Actually, what are we celebrating? Right? These Thai people, they celebrate and they offer flowers. It was full. And every corner, there were people celebrating. The dancers, the Thai dancing, there were a lot of dancers over there. And he said one thing, you are very lucky. The word he used, you're very lucky. You are here to celebrate the birth of Buddha. In my heart, I say, no. I'm here to drink tom yam soup. And to buy whatever it is. Right? We Singaporean, wherever we go, our currency is bigger. We say, cheap, 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 cheap. So Singaporean are cheap, 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 cheap everywhere. To me, I said, no. But of course, I didn't say. He thought I was a Thai. He said, you look like a Thai. I said, yeah, because of my complexion. But I'm here to shop. I'm here to bless Thailand with my money. I'm going to buy things for them. So, yeah, that's it. But today we are talking about another celebration, another birthday, the birth of Christ. And what is Christmas to Singaporeans? Today we see this all over our children. No complaint. And children, we are very happy. Magical moments. Disney, right? All the character, Mickey Mouse and whatever you have, Cinderella and whatever it is. Right? No comments. That's how they celebrate. Let us pray and don't comment anything, right? Mickey Mouse. But what is the real message of Christmas? We've really lost the message of Christmas. God loved and He gave His only Son, Jesus Christ. The only one who witnessed the birth of Christ was none other than the shepherd. And there's two different accounts. When the wise men came, Jesus isn't a baby anymore. He was in the house. Probably Jesus was 1 year, 2 year old. So don't mix up. The very first Christmas, only shepherds witness, right? The wise men give their gifts. It's much later in the house of Mary. And Joseph wasn't mentioned there. Could have passed on, we don't know. But this is exactly on the night of Jesus' birth. The shepherd came without gifts. Shepherd came and witnessed the birth of Christ. Truly, I want to ask each one of us, what is Christmas? If there never was a Savior wrapped in a manger. What is Christmas without Christ? God's gift was wrapped in swaddling clothes. Beneath the star, one great and holy night, the shepherds heard the angels sing. Peace on earth began in Bethlehem. Have we lost the reason that we celebrate each year? And I want to really, in my heart, I just want to share with you, we must always listen to the story of Christmas. Let us just one more time read the scriptures. Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 21. It's a long passage, but we need to know the story of Christmas. And there were shepherds. We know shepherds have to be very alert. And there were shepherds living out in the field by night, nearby in the night, keeping watch over their flocks at night. So they watch out for any intruders, any wild animals. So shepherds are very alert people. There were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared. Remember, an angel of the Lord appeared. An angel, one angel, appeared to them. And the glory, when the angel appeared, the glory of the Lord shone around them. It was so bright. It was in the middle of the night. God chose to come. Not during the day, but during the night when everyone is slumbering, sleeping. And the angel appeared, and the glory was so bright, the glory as bright as day. The glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were frightened because out of nothing, suddenly there was this great light shine upon them, and they were filled with fear, just like Mary when Angel Gabriel announced that she's going to give birth, she was in fear. And the angel said to them, first word, and this is what always the Bible tells us, even Jesus himself, be not afraid. Fear not, the angel said, knowing that the shepherds were really jittery, frightened. Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news. And this is what we need daily in our life. We have enough of bad news, enough of newspaper, enough of anything. But we need to hear good news. This good news of great joy that will be for all the people, even until today. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, someone who will save you, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign. You have to look out for the sign, the angel said. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger. A sign, a baby lying in a manger. Look out for this sign. And I believe when the shepherd heard it, they were looking for such things. It's very specific. A sign, a baby lying in a manger. And then there was a multitude. First the angel, and now the multitude of angels, heavenly hosts, praising God, saying, glory to God in the highest. And on earth, this is what is supposed to be. And on earth, peace among those whom he is well pleased. And the angels went away from them into heaven, back to heaven. The shepherds said to one another, they're very, very, very frightened. They're very excited. Let us go. Let us go. Let us go over to Bethlehem and see what the angel said. This thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us. And they went with haste. And it's very urgent. Urgent. They just want to rush in to see the Savior. Who is this Savior? With haste. And found Mary and Joseph. And this is the true night of Christmas. Mary, Joseph, and the baby. It's not the wise man who sees a toddler there. Went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger, exactly what the angels has proclaimed. And when they saw it, they made known this saying that had been told them according to this child. And all who heard it, this is the news. Operation Andrew, we got to tell other people. All who heard it wondered at what the shepherd told them. But Mary treasured up all these things in her heart as a mother, a virgin with child. It's a disgraceful thing. She pondered this in her heart because she believed what the angel had said. And at the end of the 8 days when the baby was circumcised, he was called Jesus. Very specifically, the name was given Jesus before he was conceived. Jesus, the Savior of the world. We always want to imagine Christmas time that a little manger and a little baby wrapped up in the swaddling clothes. So cute, so little, away in a manger, no crib for a bed. And we always like to sing that. But to me, it's more than that. Jesus never remained as a baby in the manger in Bethlehem forever. Let us erase this from our mind, right? We need to know who Jesus is. He's the Savior. He was born to be the Savior of the world. And he will come again. His main purpose is to deliver us from all our sins. The question I want to ask each one of us, Jesus is not a baby anymore. He grew up. He's a God. He's God, and yet he's man. He knows what we go through. He wept. He was joyful. He joined people's wedding. He drinks. He eats. Jesus is a man. But let me ask you one question. If Jesus is here today, if Jesus is here today to celebrate his own birth, would he be welcome in this place, the church? His home. We know that Jesus is full of compassion, very compassion. He heals the sick, heals the leper, make the blind to see. He's full of love and full of compassion. When people are hungry, first thing he asks, do they have anything to eat? Go and find food. And 5 loaves and 2 fishes is multiplied for 5,000 people. Jesus is caring for all our needs. But there's something that made Jesus angry. And let us forget about the manger for a while. Imagine that Jesus is an adult, he's a man. There's something that made Jesus angry. And that's what we're going to share today. What made Jesus so angry in John chapter 2? The people have made his home, right? Firstly, a place of rules and regulation. Secondly, a place for social gathering. The church becomes a place for rules and regulation. Today's word is that the church has become, his home has become a place of rules and regulation. You have to be good. You have to be well behaved. Then you can come to church. If you are not well enough, you are cast out. The church, his house, is without walls. We are so used to our circle of friends, and when some stranger come in, not so pleasing to your sight, you tend to, how can I say, siam. Pastor, you go, but we all siam. If Jesus were to be here, he's here today, how would it feel? the people during Jesus' time in John chapter 2 make rules and regulations. Don't the people that come to worship, celebrate the Passover, in order to give offering to the temple, they have to exchange the money to the temple money. Then they can go in and offer. So these money changers are they're rendering a service. They have to use the temple's money, not any type of money. So there are many money changers there, so they will change, but they increase 25%, 35%, much more, because they know that these people need this money to go into the temple to offer into the temple. And of course, sacrifice of sheep and goats, everything. Everything is prepared for them, but they take advantage, become rules and regulations. If you do not change this money, if you do not get a goat or get a sheep or whatever it is to enter, you cannot enter into the temple. But today, are we the obstruction of people? For those of us here for the first time, you are welcome into God's temple, God's sanctuary here. You don't have to be good, then you come. Come as you are. The Lord will change. And this is a message for Christians. Do not look at people, say, this person, very hard to change. Precisely, the church is like a hospital. Those who are sick need to come to be healed. Let us not have too many regulations. You have to behave this way. You have to wear properly. You have to comb properly your hair. You have to be neat. You have to cannot wear slippers or whatever. There are certain rules and regulations in our mind. No, let us reason. If Jesus is there, he will be angry because he welcomes people. Let us not. And for those of us, none of us are pure. We sin. It's not to get rid of our sin, then we come and worship. Come as you are. A place of social gathering, gossip, a place of gossip today. The church is the best place to talk about other people, talk about so many things. That will make Jesus angry. And thirdly, it's a place worse than enough, where he's not present at all. It becomes, you come and you look at a pastor, you look at this one, you look at a worship team, where whatever it is commands, Jesus is not present. In fact, he's outside this sanctuary. In fact, he's standing at the amphitheater waiting to come in. Let us not. What made Jesus angry? Because the people that made his home a place of rules and regulations, you have to do this, you have to do that, then you can come in. A place of social gathering, gossip, latest news, latest share market, whatever it is, a place where he's not present. Now, all this, we need to be very careful. How do I know? Let's look at John's Gospel, chapter 2. I'm reading from verse 13 to 16. This made Jesus very angry. The Passover of the Jews was at hand, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. That's where he, even when he's alive, he knows that his main point is Jerusalem. Went up to Jerusalem. In the temple, he found those who were selling oxen, sheep and pigeons, and the money changers sitting there waiting to charge people. And making a whip of cords, Jesus drove them out of the temple with the sheep and oxen and poured out. This is the first time we see Jesus so angry. And he poured out the coins on the money changers and overturned their tables. And he told those who sold pigeons, take these things away. Do not make my house a house of trade. It's from the ESV version. I'm going to tell you another version, latest version. John chapter 2, verse 13 to 16. The FL version, the Freddie Lim version. Excuse me, just for this time only. Latest version, FLV. The celebration of Christmas was at hand, and Jesus went up to the church, St. Andrew's Cathedral. In the church, he found those who were selling Christmas merchandise, Christmas hats, Christmas whatever it is, and the money changers sitting down there. FLV, continue. And making a whip of cords, Jesus drove them out of the church, the amphitheater, with all the Christmas merchandise, and he poured out the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. And he told those who sold the merchandise, Christmas merchandise, take this thing away. Do not make my father's house a house of business. Truly, if Jesus was here today to celebrate his own birthday, is he pleased with us? Or do we find us, our mind is thinking what to eat later, what type of turkey, what type of ham, honey, baked ham, whatever, these cookies, whatever. Put that aside. We are here to worship God. Let us be pleasing to the Lord. The main message of Christmas, will Jesus be angry with us? John 1:14 tells us a very beautiful verse. And the Word, that means Jesus, became flesh and dwelt among us. Glory as of the Son, only Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. 16. For from His fullness we have received grace upon grace. Grace upon grace. We are unworthy, but God comes. Jesus is here today. He made Himself as a man. Philippians, I end with this couple of verses. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 to 11. Paul says, have this mind among yourself, which was also in Christ Jesus, who though He was in the form of God, did not, and that's why Christ came, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied Himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of man, and being found in the human form. God being found in human form, He humbled Himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even the death on the cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted Him and bestowed upon Him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus is the Lord, the glory of God. And this verse, John 3:16, a very familiar verse, but I want you to concentrate on verse 17. Verse 16 says, for God so loved the world, and that's what Christmas is all about, that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through Him. Friends, remember this. You are very precious to Jesus. So a very warm welcome to St. Andrew's Cathedral, the place where God is, a place where you will be ministered to because He loves you.